If you're a business owner in Nigeria, you want to stick around because today's episode is packed with insights on how market research can either make or break your products. Welcome. You're tuned in to Haptic Podcasts. Haptic Podcast was created by Webaptic Intelligence to serve as a resource for businesses, entrepreneurs, and anyone who needs to understand the power of market research. The podcast's aim is to bridge the gap by offering practical strategies and real-world examples. By sharing practical tips and best practices, case studies from Nigerian and global brands, and actionable insights, Haptic Podcast is set to empower businesses to thrive through data-driven strategies. My name is Tosin Tender, and I will be your host for this episode. In this episode, we'll be talking about how some Nigerian brands, actually some of the biggest brands in Nigeria, are thriving simply by listening to their markets. Sounds easy, right? Well, it's more than just vibes. It's about using data to get ahead. Now, let me give you a practical example. Let's talk about Indomie. Yes, that's right. Our beloved Indomie noodles. You might think they've been on top simply because they've been around for a long time. But no, they didn't just get lucky. One thing many people don't know about Indomie is that they conduct rigorous product testing every time they want to introduce a new flavor or tweak their offerings. Do you remember when they launched the Indomie Belle full size? That wasn't just a random decision. You know, it came after deep market research revealed that Nigerians wanted bigger portions at affordable prices, especially during tough economic times. Now look at the results. Indomie is a household staple, and students from the hostels to the big families, everyone is cooking Indomie. That is the power of knowing what your customers really want before you hit the market. Let's consider another success story. Let's see Chi Exotic. Before introducing the iconic tropical juice blends, the House of Chi conducted product testing in different regions of Nigeria. They wanted to understand if the flavors they were developing would connect with consumers across board, from Lagos to Kano to Port Harcourt, and you name it. After all, our taste buds can be as diverse as our culture. This product testing allowed them to tweak their flavors and packaging based on consumer feedback, and boom! Chi Exotic is now synonymous with refreshment. You can't go to a party or have a Sunday afternoon without seeing it on the table. Come on. Now think about it. If these brands like Indomie, the House of Chi, and even household names like Nestle Nigeria with products like Goldimon are using market research to succeed, why shouldn't you? The data is clear. Launching a product without testing it first is like entering a Lagos downfall without knowing the destination. It could be risky, chaotic, and you'll most likely get lost. So, as a business owner, what can you do to make sure that your next product launch is not a flop? Here is my 2 cents. Or because you're in Nigeria, I would say, here is my 2 kobo. Test your product early and often. Don't wait till the final version to start getting feedback. Start small, create prototypes, run surveys, or even give your products to small focus groups. Get feedbacks and adjust. And hey, I know some of you might be thinking, ha, Tender, this will cost me money. Yes, it will cost you money, but the cost of not doing it can be much higher. Think of it as an insurance for your business, and your return on investment will be more than you can ever imagine. Take another lesson from Dangote, the brand. Before launching new products like Dangote Salt, Dangote Sugar, or Dangote Cement, they tested this product rigorously, like they needed to be sure. And they tested this product across different markets to understand the demand and the competition. That's why their products are dominant across West Africa today. They use data and not assumptions. So, before you launch your next big thing, remember the power of research. Test your products, gather feedback, and adjust where necessary. Your customers will thank you with their loyalty, and your business will thrive more than you can imagine. And that's it on this episode of Haptic Podcasts. I am your delectable host, Tosin Tender. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a comment, or share with fellow entrepreneurs. And don't forget, data is your friend in business. In fact, it is your best friend, and you can win as a Nigerian brand. Till I come your way again next time, trust data and not assumption.